This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to the final edition of Washtenaw United for 2020. I'm David Fair, and today seems like an appropriate day to reflect on the year's impact on our community. There are many perspectives from which we could do so. Today we'll get the reflections and perspective from the United Way of Washtenaw County, which touches so many aspects of our community lives. Our guest is Bridget Herman, and Bridget is Vice President of Impact and Advocacy in the local United Way chapter, and thank you so much for the time.
It's my pleasure, David. Thanks for thinking of United Way.
Well, Bridget, earlier in the year, we kept hearing the coronavirus was coming. Then it hit, and very quickly. By early March, the governor had issued her stay-at-home orders. Had the United Way put preparation into operational changes, knowing that day was probably coming?
You know, David, I think like everybody else, we were clicking along. And then as soon as that order came down, we knew that that meant significant change was going to be expected from us and that significant needs were going to arise in our community. United Ways across the country have played a long-standing role in disaster recovery and response. And so we had a blueprint to lean on and operationalize to use as our template for how to respond to emergent needs related to the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we dusted that off and we got to work.
But you probably didn't imagine having to do it by and large remotely. How did it change day-to-day operations?
Like many other employers in Washington County, with the exception of our essential workers, we were immediately moved to a work remote situation, which in fact has shown us that we can move our mission forward from our homes. Then we began to work very differently on Zoom and Google Hangouts to stand up our fundraising around COVID-19 relief and then operationalizing a grant program to get funding to local community organizations groups as quickly as possible as those dollars were coming in.
It was rather quite astounding how quickly that fundraiser came about, how quickly it was successful, and then how quickly the money was distributed. Remind us, how much was raised and then ultimately distributed?
Yeah, so I think this is a testament to the people who live in Washtenaw County and, you know, the uniqueness of our community, which it just makes it a wonderful place to live and work. We raised in total a little over $1 million in less than 3 months. And then we began investing dollars in April on a weekly basis to local community organizations and groups. And so we had a rolling grants process. We accepted applications on a rolling basis. We reviewed those applications in-house within 7 days, and then we cut checks within 48 hours once those approvals were made. And we did that until June of 2020.
And it became more clear at that point the pandemic was going to be with us for a while. How did the priorities and focus shift at the United Way as you moved beyond the fundraiser and distribution of dollars?
Yes. While we were focusing on COVID relief, we know that there was more to come. And so, and our donors were telling us, we're not ready to quit resourcing this work. And so with the sunset of the COVID-19 relief fund, we then began to fundraise for a COVID recovery fund. And so what that allowed us to do was to look outwards just a few clicks more, to not only continue attending to ongoing and emergent basic needs being experienced by our community members, but then also focusing on K-12 education supports ahead of and leading into the school year, and then financial stability supports for people who've been economically impacted by COVID-19. We are now confronting the equivalent of an economic recession, and we're just not sure how long that's going to last.
Our reflections on 2020 with the United Way of Washtenaw County's Bridget Herman continue on 89.1 WEMU. This obviously wasn't just a year of pandemic. On May 25th, George Floyd died under the knee of a police officer in Minnesota. Just one of many instances of police brutality against people of color. It renewed and heightened the calls for changes to policing and racial and social injustices. It reinvigorated and drew wide support to the Black Lives Matter movement. Combating racial inequity has been a part of the mission at the United Way for a long time. Was 2020 a year in which the Washtenaw County chapter looked to make greater investment in those efforts?
Thanks, David, for that question. I think we were all collectively acknowledging the impacts of racial inequities. Really was a crystallizing moment for all of us, the compounding effects of racial injustice at the systems level, right, within the systems and institutions that shape differentially people's lived experiences. And so for us, what this did was really put into painful perspective the pain of our colleagues who are people of color, who identify as people of color, and the historic inequities that have been experienced by residents of Washtenaw County who identify as people of color. And so, you know, I think it's a rallying cry. You know, incidents like this are unacceptable. And what it demonstrates to us is that there is work that still needs to be done.
In what areas of race, gender, and socioeconomic inequities did we see exacerbated through this year of 2020?
Oh, gosh. Where to start? I mean, you named police brutality, right? That is one area. For us as United Way, you know that we focus on human services, education, income, health, the building blocks for a good quality of life. COVID-19 is a prime example. We can all acknowledge and see through the data that it had disproportionate impact on Black and brown people in Washtenaw County, not because of individual choices, but because of the system that resulted in them being more exposed to COVID-19 because they disproportionately occupy, for example, the roles of essential workers. Similarly, we see the impacts on education. We're just now getting data around the impact of virtual learning on young people's academic achievement. And again, we're seeing those disparities. Those aren't the result of individual choices. That is the result of where people live, the access to broadband internet, the food that they're able to acquire. And so what we're seeing is an exacerbation of conditions that have been there all along. We know that right now in Washtenaw County, your zip code predicts your opportunity in life. It predicts your mortality rate. That to us is wholly unacceptable, which is why we'll continue to prioritize racial and ethnic equity in our grant investments and in our programs and services.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We've been reflecting on 2020 with Bridget Herman of the United Way of Washtenaw County, but we also want to take time to look ahead. Bridget, the economy has been hit hard, and the pandemic is expected to be with us through at least half the year, perhaps more. The needs of individuals, small businesses, and nonprofit service and advocacy organizations are only growing. How has the experience of 2020 prepared the United Way for 2021?
I think we're all collectively taking stock of what COVID has revealed to us. You know, what we saw in 2020 was the role that we can play in supporting emerging and unmet needs and how responsive we can be. Some trends that we've seen are the importance of providing flexible general operating support to local nonprofit organizations and groups so that they can nimbly respond to what they're seeing on the ground and meeting the needs of community members and families. What we also saw, which was very interesting, was the need for increased direct cash assistance to people. And so funding to groups like Barrier Busters and other organizations that are providing direct cash relief to families. And what the data show are that when you provide direct cash assistance to families, they do what they need to keep their families safe and in their homes. And that, even with the amount of federal funding that was flowing to Washtenaw County through the CARES Act, it shut out undocumented individuals who were unable to access that type of relief. And so I think it taught us, revealed to us continued gaps in services, but then the importance of shoring up kind of the floor of the social safety net. That is work that we will likely have to continue to do as we move into 2021, really making sure that basic needs are being met so that when we are ready to return to higher order work, we can go ahead and do that.
So will that change the process of how you fundraise and address the need-based priorities in our community?
Ooh, you know, we are in essentially the Wild West, an uncharted territory, right, individually as a United Way and collectively, right? So we've moved to a virtual fundraising model. I think absolutely the needs are greater than they were. You know, we work in the field of basic human needs, but thinking about how families have been impacted, how our organizations have been impacted. And so it's causing all of us to do our work differently.
I guess the key to the immediate future is the word adaptability, right?
Indeed. One of the benefits of, if it can be construed as a benefit, is it's really revealed to us what's essential. And so as a United Way, it's the continued necessity of prioritizing racial and ethnic equity, focusing on the downstream consequences of racism, poverty, and trauma, and revealing to us as a United Way some of the processes that we imposed on our local grantees that may have been harmful or perceived as red tape. And so being able to strip away what's unnecessary and focusing on what's absolutely necessary to work and partner with organizations has helped us. And it's also corroborated the direct services that we do provide. We offer financial coaching to individuals experiencing a financial hardship or wanting to get ahead. If you've been impacted economically or financially by COVID, you can call and talk to one of our resource advocates. They'll walk you through how to apply for unemployment. Of course, looming ahead of us is tax season, and we've been a longstanding tax preparation provider, and then we're going to be moving to an entirely virtual model. But those types of supports remain necessary, and we imagine there's going to be increased need for them moving into 2021.
Bridget, thank you for the time today, and a happy new year to your personal bubble of people and to your colleagues and fellow community advocates.
Same to you, David. I'd just like to extend my appreciation to the organizations who contribute to Washtenaw County's quality of life and to our residents here. It is a tremendous testament to what makes Washtenaw County a special place to be.
And that is about the brightest note we can end on for the year 2020. That is Bridget Herman, the Vice President of Impact and Advocacy at the United Way of Washtenaw County. To learn more about today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.